ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् अमानित्वमदम्भित्वम् अहिंसाक्षान्तिरार्जवम् आचार्योपासनम् शौचम् स्थैर्यमात्मविनिग्रहः स्थैर्यम् मीन्स् स्थिरभावः मोक्षमार्गे एव कृत अध्यवसायत्वम् शङ्कर सेस् लैक् दट् सो यू आर् डिवोटेड् टु द रियलैजेशन् आफ् दि सेल्फ् दट् ईस् काल्ड् स्थैर्यम् सो all other things are incidental. People have to understand that the realization of the self is not opposed to family life. It is not opposed to practice of an honest profession and all that. In the name of a profession, in the name of family life, we do too many samsara things. So that part of it has to be pruned. That pruning is required. But as such, it is not opposed to an honest profession. It is not opposed to relationship also. You see, vairagya is not against relationship. Love is not against relationship. Attachment, it is against attachment. Vairagya is against raga, attachment. It is not against relation. Relation can continue. So it really doesn't matter whether a person is a family person or he is a mandika, sannyasi. It doesn't matter. What matters is the spirit of renunciation. And so, which leads to love, spirit of love. So, that alone is, it matters. Therefore, immediately wondering, oh, my family life, what will happen to it? One need not worry on that count. So, the point is, we don't do too many things. Okay, then we do two things. No, we don't do two things. We do one thing. Everything else is incidental. And that one thing is moksha. Life given to the search of truth. Suppose you practice a profession. You do not practice it for truth's sake. You practice it for the sake of making a living. And so living, it goes on. And so living includes a profession. So that also goes on. But the goal is the search for the truth. The life dedicated to the search for the truth. That is called sthairyam. And so not swerving from the chosen path. That is how sthairyam is understood. व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धिः एकेह कुरुनन्दन बहुशाखा ह्यनन्ताश्च बुद्धयः अव्यवसायिनाम् दिस् इस् फ्रम् साङ्ख्ययोग देयरफॉर वन गोल एवरीथिंग एल्स इज इन्सिडेंटल गोल इज वन अदर थिंग्स विल बी देयर इन देयर प्लेस इफ दे आर वर्थ होल्डिंग ऑन टू दे विल बी देयर इफ दे आर नॉट वर्दी of holding on to, then they will be jettisoned. One should be ready for that. Therefore, that kind of sthairyam. That's why even the priorities, it is not priority. Now what is priority? The moment there is only one priority, then that is not even priority. That is the goal, that's all. So, it should be like that. That kind of avichalitatvam. From lakshya, not swerving from the chosen path. So, Sri Ramakrishna used to give an example. It is called Sri Ramakrishna's fly. That is how it is called. That is an illustration. This fly, it sits on the sweet ball and the dung hill alternately. That is called Sri Ramakrishna's fly. So we should not be like that. So sometimes samsara, sometimes moksha, again moksha to samsara, samsara to moksha. It should not be like that. It should be like that shatpada. Prarthana shatpadi is there, Shankara. Shatpada is the bhramara, the bee, the honey bee. It has that homing instinct. It sits only on a flower. Nowhere else it sits. And that too, a flower which it recognizes as having nectar. It has all that faculties operating. So this flower has nectar. It recognizes the nectar by that subtle smell, fragrance, and then goes and sits. Exactly at this spot, it sits, collects the nectar and goes away. One should be like that bhramara, not like the fly. Sri Ramakrishna's illustration it is. So, all glory to the Acharya, to the Mahatma, who sees the world and learns the lessons from it. So, in Dattatreya Gita, of Uddhava Gita, part of Uddhava Gita, the Yadu Maharaja asks the Maharshi, Dattatreya Maharshi, your face, it is shining with a luster of peace and freedom and serenity. Whereas when you look around at the people of the world, the samsaris, there is no peace in anybody's face. All careworn faces, very burdened, everybody is carrying an invisible burden of samsara, including the king. Whereas you seem to be free, totally free person. That is how I feel when I look at your face. So, are you a jnani? If so, where from did you get your jnana? This is the question. Then he says, Bahavo santi me rajan guravaha. So, hey Raja, and then there is a beautiful expression. The expression itself I do not remember. Hey Rajan, I have many gurus. Matya ashritaha. I keep a mind open. And with that kind of openness, and then the open mind which is shining with a creativity and a receptivity, when I have that kind of a mind, then I see a lesson everywhere. And therefore, Bahavo me santi rajan guravaha, buddhya upashritaha. That open and receptive mind can recognize the guru everywhere. And like that, there are many gurus for me. So I have learned from this, I have learned from that. He goes on saying only one thing. I have learned from this, I have learned from this. It is all about learning and learning and learning. That is the spirit of a sadhaka. Therefore, one should be single-minded in that sense. That is called sthairyam. So whatever he looks at pingala, a concubine, and he learns a lesson. She gets blessed in the process, but he learns a lesson from her. He looks at kumari, a young unmarried girl, so pounding the grains for preparing a chapati. So this young unmarried, that is what she was doing. And the Maharshi is walking on the road and he watches her. He sees, looks at her because she is appearing from the road, the door is open, he can see her. And then he learns a lesson from her. So, means he is open and focused and attentive, and that humble heart alone can learn a lesson like that. And the focus also must be there. The point is focus, sthairyam. So one should be focused. Focused on what? Be focused on your confusion. First acknowledge that you are a confused person. Acknowledge it. There is so much confusion in life. Acknowledge it for God's sake. And then focus on it. You will become clear of all the confusion in due course of time. So, that is the instinct, that is the sthairyam. And then people say they don't even start. Because if we start the pursuit, we will face obstacles. And therefore, they don't start. It should not be like that, you know. Arabhyate khalu vighna bhaya. Arabhyate nakhalu విఘ్న భయేన నీచేయి. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ భర్తృహరి నీతి శతకం. సో త్రీ కేటగిరీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్, ద లో, ద మిడిల్ అండ్ ది హై. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అబౌట్ క్యాస్ట్, క్రీడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్ అండ్ మైండ్. సో లో మీన్స్ దే ఆర్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టకిల్స్. సో వేదాంత ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, ఆత్మజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ దేర్ విల్ బి వైరాగ్య అండ్ దెన్ దేర్ విల్ బి ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ దేర్ కెరియర్ ఈస్ దేర్. సో దేర్ ఫార్ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఎ న్యూ సెన్స్. సో లెట్ అస్ నాట్ స్టార్ట్ ఇట్. సో దే డోంట్ ఈవెన్ మేక్ అన్ అటెంప్ట్. వీ విల్ సీ ఆఫ్టర్ రిటైర్మెంట్. వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ టు సీ ఆఫ్టర్ రిటైర్మెంట్? యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ ది బాడీ గివ్స్ అప్. ది బాడీ ఈజ్ ది మోస్ట్ అన్ఫర్గివింగ్ థింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ డజంట్ ఫర్గివ్, ఇట్ గివ్స్ అప్ అండ్ ఇట్ డజంట్ సపోర్ట్. ది మైండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ రన్నింగ్ హెల్టర్ స్కెల్టర్, ది బాడీ డజంట్ సపోర్ట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ యూ విల్ నాట్ వన్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ రిటైర్మెంట్. ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అండ్ ది ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ మై ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ అండ్ ది మైండ్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ స్ట్రాంగ్ అండ్ పవర్ఫుల్ యూ కెన్ సీ సంథింగ్. దేర్ఫోర్ సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ లో మందాధికారి, నాట్ ఈవెన్ స్టార్టింగ్, మధ్యమ హీ బిగిన్స్ బట్ ఎన్కౌంటర్స్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఆబ్స్టకిల్స్ అండ్ దెన్ విత్ డ్రాస్ స్టాప్స్, హీ డజంట్ పర్ష్యూ ఎనీ మోర్. సో మధ్యమ, దిస్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ లైఫ్. ఓన్లీ థింగ్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపెన్ విత్ మోక్ష, దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్. సో వ్యాకరణాదే స్టార్ట్. సో ఫస్ట్ డే ఇట్ విల్ బి వెరీ నైస్ పాణిని మహర్షి అండ్ సో సమ్ స్టోరీ అబౌట్ పాణిని ఆల్సో సమ్ ఢమరుకా దిస్ అండ్ దాట్ స్టోరీస్ క్యాచ్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ యూనో అండ్ దెన్ ఐ ఓనర్లు కేవోంగ్ ఓకే దట్ ఆల్సో దే డూ అండ్ సో దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ పార్ట్ వేర్ దే డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హల్ సంధి. దే కమ్ టు హల్ సంధి అండ్ దెన్ దే డోంట్ కమ్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ ఎనీ మోర్. దే డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ ఎట్ హల్ సంధి. ఇఫ్ దే క్రాస్ హల్ సంధి దే విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఇన్ టు ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ దే కమ్ టు వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యుష్మదస్మత్ శబ్దాస్ ఇన్ శబ్దాధికార. దే కమ్ అప్ టు దాట్ అండ్ దెన్ దే డ్రాప్ ఆఫ్ దేర్. దే డోంట్ మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. ఇఫ్ దే క్రాస్ దట్ ఆల్సో దెన్ కమ్ టు ది ధాత్వధికార. దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అ సూత్రాయన్ ధాతుస్ ఏకాచ ఉపదేశేనుదాత్తాత్, దట్ ఈ ఇడాగమ. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ అబౌట్ ఇడాగమ. ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భారద్వాజ ఘట్టం సెక్షన్. భరద్వాజ మహర్షిస్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో దేర్. రుతే భారద్వాజస్య సంథింగ్ లైక్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్. సో ఓ ఎనఫ్, వీ హ్యావ్ ఎనఫ్ వ్యాకరణం ఆల్రెడీ. దే జస్ట్ గివ్ అప్ అండ్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ దేర్. సో లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ ఎట్ డిఫరెంట్ స్టేజెస్ దే గివ్ అప్. దే డోంట్ మేక్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టూ టఫ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది మధ్య. వెరాజ్ ఉత్తమ దే ఫేస్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్స్టకిల్స్ అండ్ ఓవర్కమ్ దెమ్ అండ్ పెర్సివియర్ అండ్ రీచ్ ది గోల్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఉత్తమ. దేర్ వీ వాంట్ స్థైర్యం. సో వై ది స్థైర్యం విచ్ వాస్ దేర్ టు బిగిన్ విత్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ లేటర్? వాట్ కుడ్ బి ది రీజన్ ఫర్ ఇట్? వీ షుడ్ నో దాట్ యునో. దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎనఫ్ టు సే స్థైర్యం వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్. ఓకే వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ బట్ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ నౌ వాట్ టు డూ. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ మీన్. యూ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ది కన్ఫ్యూషన్. వై ది స్థైర్యం ఈజ్ ల్యాకింగ్? ఇట్ డజన్ స్టే, ఇట్ గెట్స్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్. వాట్ కుడ్ బి ది రీజన్? సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ ద రీజన్స్ ఫర్ ది డిస్టర్బెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్థైర్య అండ్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ అడ్రస్ దోస్ కాజెస్. ది ఫస్ట్ కాజ్ ఈజ్ భోగవాసన. భోగవాసన మీన్స్ ద ప్రీడైలెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ సీకింగ్ ద ప్లెషర్స్. పీపుల్ రన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ప్లెషర్స్, ఆఫ్టర్ ప్లెషర్స్ ఓన్లీ. సపోజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ది, సపోజ్ యూ వాంట్ టు గో టు ది టెంపుల్. ఓకే సో okay, after going to the temple, what should we do? What kind of attitude we have to cultivate before reaching the temple? That is not the problem at all. Nobody pays attention to that. Temple, how far it is? Half an hour drive. Okay, but before, after, what about breakfast? So should we have breakfast before the puja or after the puja? Kya baat hai? And then, so coffee will be available there. And then, suppose the car, the gas is there, enough gas is there, gas should be enough. All these things should be there. I'm not saying they need not be there. But the moment you say Daiva Darshanam, all these things will come. Means, there is no sthiratvam. So, we are not willing to overcome our bhoga, even in a small measure. So, this is how very deeply devoted to the bhogas, bhoga vasana. And this bhoga vasana disturbs sthairyam. One has to take precautions, that is there. But physical comfort is the primary goal. Body is the god. Serving, catering to the needs of the body is the religion. Now you talk. Then you talk. After that, moksha or atmajnana, anything has to come after that. That is not the way. That doesn't take us anywhere. So, that bhoga vasana, even in a small measure, it disturbs sthairyam. It is not about bhoga. I tell you, it is not about bhoga. It is about bhogasakti or bhogavasana. There will be bhoga. Suppose it is time for breakfast. Somebody gives you a plate of idli and you eat it. And while eating idli, if it is tasty, it is done nicely, and then there will be bhoga. Bhoga will be there. You need not stop bhoga. Suppose you put an item in the mouth. Now taste should not happen. That is not the point. Taste happens. Bhoga will be there. But the point is asakti, attachment to the bhoga. Bhoga, that's why bhoga is not attacked. It is a physical thing it is. Our attachment to the bhoga is attacked. Attacked means it is suggested that it is wrong. Bhoga vasana disturbs sthairyam. Then how to develop this sthairyam? So, having understood its nature and the contraindications, they call something like that. So, having said that much, now how to gain it? You start with the small things. Be firm, even in small things. Be firm. Shall I suggest a very small thing? Suppose meditation. Meditation is there. Why not sit on the floor cross-legged? Why chair for meditation? No, I may not be able to try. Try, heavens won't fall. Try. No, leg becomes numb. Let it become numb. No, it becomes heavy. Let it become heavy. Will it break into pieces or what? Try. So, small thing it is. Very small thing. Be firm there. Start with that. So you want to listen to Vedanta class. After having a nice heavy breakfast, sitting in a sofa like comfort and relaxing, and then listen, what Vedanta class it is? So that is not the point. So you try. Be firm in a very small thing. Be firm. Sit straight like this, lock the back, stretch it, and see what happens. For 30 minutes, don't do anything. Then, if necessary, we will call 911. We will see what will happen. Do it. So, in small things, be firm. In very small things. You want to do a puja, suppose. Don't eat breakfast. It is the minimum. You eat breakfast, some 3-4 items breakfast, and then do puja. What kind of puja it is? If you want to do a small puja. You need not do this big puja. Do a small puja and do without eating breakfast. A small thing. Very small thing. Try it. So, all practice should start with small things. Develop practice with small things. You see, people don't want means, they want the end. Magic is not dispensed. You don't dispense magic. you have to accept the means, and will be shaped from within the means, and will be shaped. Therefore, you have to accept the means. Don't bother about the end. And so, one has to develop with very small things. Then sthairya will develop. Slowly sthairya will come. Small, very small things. For example, while eating food, I won't talk. Another small thing I suggest. No talking. No loose talk. Silence. A very small, it is not a very big thing, really speaking. So that thing. So like this, in very small things, you should start. In very small things. Then the sthairya, you need not bother about the big things. It will be taken. You see, there is a proverb, but take care of the penny, pound will take care of itself. It is very true. Very true. The other day, I had an interview in California. I had it. So it must have come here also. All these things are everywhere. There is one gentleman who is the world's richest person. His name is Slim. He is not very slim. He is reasonably hefty only, but his name is Slim. He is world's richest person. He is from somewhere in the South America. And so he is asked, a question is put to him. Suppose you are a very rich person. Suppose your son, he is a young boy. Your boy comes and asks you for $1,000. Will you give it? That is the question put to him. He said, I won't give. Why? What is $1,000 for you? It is not about $1,000, that is not the point. The point is, the boy will be spoiled. You want his happiness. You don't want to fill his pockets with dollars. You want his happiness. I want him to be happy. And therefore, I won't give him even $1. Because he doesn't need it. He has had some nice food. Now going to the school, he will come back from the school. I will not give him even a single dollar. Leave alone $1,000. That is what he is telling. Anyway, therefore, develop with the small things. Then sthairya will come. Then finally, this is the medicine for all ills. That is a good sangha. You be in the sangha of, if you are in the sangha of sad people, you become sad. If you are in the sangha of cheerful people, you become cheerful. If you are in the sangha of worldly people, you become worldly automatically. You may be wearing all dresses and all that, but you are worldly. Because you are in the sangha of the worldly people. You are in the sangha of spiritual people. So then you are spiritual. You develop spirituality. Therefore, good sangha must be there. So, this is how sthairyam is developed. Also, sthairyam means earnestness. There is another meaning of this sthairyam. It means stability, but stability, it translates at the level of mind and heart. Stability translates as earnestness and integrity and honesty. We should be honest with ourselves, you know. So, how does it happen in one's life? So, the sthairyam is indicated by, in the life of a sadhaka, it is indicated by freedom from contradictions. You should not contradict yourself. As long as you contradict yourself, contradiction means the goal and the life are not at the same level. The goal is at a different level. The life is at a different level. The goal is at this level. Life is at this level. So that kind of a contradiction, it doesn't help. Sometimes, very unfortunate, that itself is a contradiction. The goal and life are at different levels. That itself is a contradiction. What to speak of? The goal and life being opposite to each other. That is even worse. And so, if you want good health, you should deserve good health. Nature is unforgiving. on the utterly ruthless. That is what nature is. It doesn't respect personalities, it doesn't respect our good intentions. You may have all the right intentions. Nature doesn't respect intentions. Nature acts, strikes ruthlessly. And therefore, so we should become free from all contradictions. So that nature thing I said, because of what I said is, if you want health, you deserve health. Otherwise you won't get it. So, if you want health, you should eat properly. And you should exercise properly. You should also do yoga. And you should also do pranayama. Don't know how many things we do. All the four things you have to do. How can we do? We are very busy. Okay, you be busy. Then when the nature strikes, you can answer nature then. That is not the point. What do you mean by busy? Who asked you to be busy in the first place? You should not be busy. You should have a tremendous inner leisure. You should not be busy. You tell this in the office to the boss. No, I am very busy. You tell him. You are not supposed to be busy. You are supposed to be focused and persevering, not busy. Who asked you to take up a dozen things? You should not take up a dozen things. You cannot do justice to any one of them. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. So, that freedom from contradictions. If you want peace, you deserve peace. If you want health, you deserve health. If you want self-knowledge, you deserve self-knowledge. So, like that, that freedom from contradictions is very important indicator of sthairya. That is what sthairya is. And then finally, steady remembrance. You remember what needs to be remembered at the right time and place. Steady remembrance. So, the mind tries to drag us into the worldly things, then suddenly we should remember. It is not meant for us. We are not interested in all this. That is all samsara. Laukika it is. We are not interested in that. Yada viniyatam chittam atmanyeva avatishthate. The mind will be running helter-skelter. You don't allow that to happen. You concern yourself with the mind. So you bring it back and let it abide in its swarupa. So like that, steady remembrance. Generally, a few verses from Gita are held on to. You just hold on to a few verses. And always remember those verses. For example, Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkha yonaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Suppose I remember that verse. Then somebody said, Swamiji, let us go for a dinner in Manhattan. I said, yeah, why not? Nothing wrong in it. Nothing wrong. You can go to a dinner. He will give this big dosha. We can eat this big dosha. What is wrong? Very nice it will be. So then I said, yes, let us go. Then suddenly, yehi samsparshaja bhoga. Okay, then I asked, what is the alternative? What is the alternative? Alternative, there is oatmeal and good. That is the alternative. Okay. Let us not go to Manhattan. You serve oatmeal and good. That is enough for tonight. Only we have to keep alive till tomorrow morning. That is all we need. As long as we don't perish in the midnight, that is okay. So, tomorrow morning good breakfast is available. Idli will come. So, give oatmeal and good. That is enough for tonight. Just I gave you, demonstrate. This is called Abhinaya. Abhinaya is a method of teaching. Adopted by Shankara all the time. Anyway, that kind of a steady remembrance. Suppose I do, let us go. So we drive to Manhattan. For what? For dinner. And then he says, you wait here for being seated. You go there and wait there. You have to pay dollars to every one of them. And they are drawing money from us. And you wait here to be seated. One board will be there. So you wait there. And then one young lady, she will take her sweet time. And then comes, hello, how do you do? How do you do? What? How do you do? I am hungry. I am not doing well at all. I am hungry and waiting here. So come on, we will make you sit. So keep in one place. And then after another 10-15 minutes, give some cup of water. And then another 15 minutes, like that, till 9:30, it is over. And then give a hefty bill and add some tip to that also. And then we appreciate all tips. Yeah, you appreciate, why not? So, and then come home night 10:30. After eating food that should not have been eaten in the first place, and then come home, and the next day morning meditation is gone. So, that is another path. Therefore, steady remembrance of what needs to be remembered. These are the indicators of sthairya. What could be upaya for sthairya? Upaya, how to get it? So, if we say a few words about that also, then that becomes complete. Upaya is aparigraha. Aparigraha. Aparigraha sthairya janma kathanta sambodhaha. Like that there is a Patanjali Yoga Sutram. For sthairya, aparigraha is the upaya. Aparigraha means non-accumulation. The opposite, you stop forthwith all acquisitiveness. This competitive acquisitiveness that is there in the social life, that is considered very great, and that is looked upon as a worthy quality, etc. That is worldliness, you know. That is what world is. And so, we put an end to all competitive acquisitiveness. We end it. We don't want it. Because that disturbs sthairya. And then bhogatyaga. You give up bhoga. Positively give up bhoga. Take what is just required for the maintenance of the body. You see, trying to seek happiness through the objects and through the senses and through the body is the worst corruption that can happen to a seeker, so a sadhaka. You should never ever seek happiness. If you want to know that your swarupa is happiness itself, if you want to know that, then never ever seek happiness. Food, why you eat food? Not for happiness. Not for happiness, sir. Food is eaten for keeping the body alive. I don't eat food. The body eats food. Who asked you to identify with the body? So, bhogatyaga. And so, once again, sthairya is cultivated. It grows upon you by starting with very small things like food habits and the speaking habits, etc. So, speak in measured tones, in a loving way, but not more. And don't speak much. Why to speak much? People should remain silent. They should develop that inner silence. And sthairyam. Then atma-vinigraha. Shankara says a lot. Atmanaha apakarakasya atma-shabda-vachyasya karyakarana-sanghatasya vinigraha svabhavena sarvatastra-vurtasya sanmarge eva nirodhaha atma-vinigraha. Restraint. Vinigraha is restraint. You have to restrain. You should learn to restrain. You see, the Kathopanishad has given a marvelous illustration that Rathadrishtanta, Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi, you are the master of the chariot. So Shariram Rathamevatu, then what is the chariot? Body is the chariot. Chariot cannot go at a meaningless speed. It will break apart. and you should not go into ditches and other things. You should remain in the lane, like car. It should remain in the lane, like the truck, you know. It should remain in the lane. Once in India, take a little left, that is what the other person, no, I'm not taking left. No, no, just a little left I can pass. No, I'm not taking left. Because if I take left, if the tire slips into the down, then I will not be able to come back. I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. That's all. So that is called restraint. Because if you allow this to swerve a little left, it will go into the ditch. That truck. So body is like that. It is the chariot. It should remain in its lane. It should remain in its path. It should not swerve this way, that way. So restraint. Then more than body, it is the indriyas. Body is connected with the indriyas, you know. So indriyani hayanyahu. The horses, the sense organs and the organs of action. Okay, take sense organs, that becomes too many. 10, 5 are enough, 5 or 4, whatever. Indriyani hayani ahuhu. The sense organs are the horses. Vishayam steshu gocharan. Then what are the paths? Shabda, ears, one path. Rasa, another path. So, suppose you are going to the rasa. You are going to the buffet table. Means that is the path of rasa, in which this horse called taste buds is running, and behind that horse the body is running, and behind that body the reins manaha is running, and behind that you are running, panting for breath. You should not be like that. You should not be like that. No running. So, hold it back. Restrain. You see, if you disregard restraint, I tell you, life will go waste. You know that? Because the nature applies very stern laws. When it comes to the sense organs and sense objects, the nature has very stern laws. You do not have any control or say about those laws. Very simple. If you use too many perfumes, Your nose becomes useless. You cannot smell anything afterwards. The olfactory, even otherwise, it is gone. So, it goes bad. It goes bad. And the lungs, etc., they become spoiled with all these artificial chemicals. Very nature is ruthless and unforgiving. If you cross the line is drawn. You cross the line, you become sick straight away. Therefore, restraint must be there. Hold the horse always. Did you ever see the horseman? How he holds the horse? And looked at the horse? It is about to jump, but he won't allow it to jump. No, no, horse race, yeah, true. But don't make life similar to horse race. Don't make that. So, that kind of this atma vinigraha, atma is body as well as sense organs and mind. Nirodha, Shankara took all of it. But then we have covered some of that area, like food habits, or sthairyam. They are interrelated, you know. You pay attention to the mind part of it. Shankara talks of karya karana sanghata, all of it. So the mind, the body, the sense organs, and the mind. Apply nirodha. Nirodha is also called nigraha, which means restrain, holding back. You have to learn to hold back. You see, there is only one thing to be done. That is restraint. You need not make the sense organs move forward. You need not. You should not. You should only restrain. Suppose you go to the food table, heavy with food. The table is heavy with food. A lot of food is available. Now what you should do? Only one thing you should do. That is restraint. That is all. Because You need not put in effort to collect what wonderful food is there, what more nice food is there. All that you need not make effort. It is all ragatav praptam. The mind and the sense organs are clever enough to take care of all of that. So you need not put your energy behind them. They are already more than required, energetic more than required. Your part is only one, only one. They are serving food, suppose. You have to do only one. Like that. Stop, 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 stop. That is all you have to do. You need not do anything more about food. If you spend time and energy in discussing about food, in planning food, in making ways to make it more tasty, this and that, you are traveling in a wrong direction. You are allowing the chariot to go down a slope without putting brakes. It is very dangerous. Restraint. Only one thing in life, restraint. Sanyamaha. This is called Sanyamaha. If you care to study Gita properly, if you go to Sthita Prajna Lakshana, it is all about Sanyama, nothing else. Indriya Sanyama Moolaka Sthita Prajnata. That is the topic. Indriya Yastvindriyani Sanyamya Yukta Asita Matparaha, something like that. Kurmonganiva. Kurmanyaya is there. Like the tortoise. Do they call it tortoise? Not tortoise? Oh, tortoise. They call it tortoise. How do you say?
Tortoise.
Tortoise, yeah. Okay. So tortoise, O is silent. Very good. We have to learn, you know. So like the tortoise. Kurmonga neva. Sarvashaha. Sarvashaha. The kurma withdraws fully. Six it withdraws. Four legs, one head and one tail. All the six it withdraws. It doesn't attack. It doesn't run away. It withdraws. Suppose you go to a buffet table. You don't attack it. Oh, who put so many foods here like that? Nor you run away. You don't run away. You withdraw. You eat your salad and go. So like that. So, the sanyama. So, atma vinigraha. So, very essential. If you think, these people talk like that only, so then it is your choice. It's a democratic country, you are welcome to your thinking, but that is not the truth. Applying to mind, coming to mind, atma is mind also, you know. Atma is not Sachidananda atma. Don't be confused like that. Atma is body, sense organs, organs of action, the mind, etc. So, in mind, thoughts happen. It is obvious that thoughts do not take your permission. Voto hai. That's why in the mind there are two levels. Spurana versus sankalpa. Spurana means a thought happening. It doesn't seek your permission. That goes without saying. It doesn't ask your permission. It happens. A thought happens. But then the thought happens because of a vasana. It has the memory. And you put it in the memory in the first place. Therefore, you alone causes, are the cause indirectly. But anyway, whatever vasanas are there, let us start where we are. So thought happens. That is called spurana. But there are two ways of functioning. Like the mind functions as a mirror. The mind functions like a camera film, old-fashioned film, Kodak film, you know, how your mind is functioning. If the mind is functioning like mirror, so in mirror many images come, but the mirror doesn't hold on to any one of them. The images come and they go. The mirror remains clean. The mirror is not disturbed or made impure by the images. Images come and go. That is how the mind should be. Mind should be like a mirror. Thought comes and goes, you are not connected with it anymore. You are like mirror. Only if you are like mirror. Suppose you are not like mirror, you are like Kodak film. That is what people are, always carrying a camera around and film and all that and filming. So you want to make an imprint upon it, of it. It's okay, you can do that, a picture you can do. But a thought comes in the mind, you hold on to it. Mind holds on to it. Now it is not spurana anymore. It is not an innocent coming and going thought anymore. It has now acquired the status of sankalpa. That is called sankalpa. Spurana, mind is like mirror, it goes. It is a spurana only. Spurana, mind is like the camera film, it is no more spurana. It is no more benign thought. Therefore, take care. Where are you standing? And so it becomes a sankalpa. Means you hold on to it. Once it is sankalpa, it degenerates into either raga or dvesha. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu upajayate. So, that spurana, then it became sankalpa. Dhyaya sankalpa there. Then it became sankalpa and immediately there is raga, attachment, followed by dvesha. Raga and dvesha, they come. First raga comes, sweet poison. Then dvesha comes, bitter poison. So, sankalpa degenerates into raga and dvesha. When it is raga, there it will be followed by what is called raga chintanam. Means, you will be always thinking of that only. Suppose I remember in Secunderabad, so in the place I have locked it, I hope it is still locked only. Nobody opened it. So that is called raga chintanam. Already 30 seconds I thought about it. Raga chintanam. Because you are all watching, so I kept quiet. If you are not watching, if I am alone in the room, I will be thinking 5 minutes about it. That is called raga chintanam. Then dvesha. All this is coming from thought. So thought is not as benign as you imagine. Thought should remain a benign thought only when you know to keep like mirror. That is called atma vinigraha. So the negative part of it I am describing so that the positive comes into focus. So dvesha, raga is there, dvesha. So you have an enemy. This enemy can be an individual enemy or a collective enemy. I am a Dutch man, therefore the entire humanity is now divided into the Dutch and the non-Dutch. So non-Dutch stands against you. So a collective enemy or a individual enemy. In the collective enemy, you don't know any one of them, but they are all enemies. They are not known to you personally, but still they are enemies. That is the collective identity, group identity. Whereas personal enemy, he is personally in my life, he was there, and so he did some injury to me, and so he is my enemy. And therefore, so I think about him. So, this is called dvesha chintanam. Doesn't matter. Both are chintanam. So now the mind is caught in what is called compulsive thinking. This is the dosha, kashaya it is called. This is called kashaya. So kashayam vijan, this is the kashaya. And then there is another kind of thinking. It is called manorajyam. So in English it is called listless thinking. No head, no tail thinking. So that is manorajyam. But here it is kashaya thinking. So the mind is on a course of ragadveshas. This is how it is happening. This is manas mind movement is like this. Now you have to reverse this. Atma vinigraha. How to reverse? So the raga chintanam and dvesha chintanam should not be there. There should not be chintana at all. So, that's why we say silence. If you sit and allow the mind to function continuously, either you go into listless thinking occasionally, but more often than not, we will go into raga chintana or dvesha chintana or both. Sometimes this, sometimes that. This is how the people's mind is constantly preoccupied. This is what chintana is. On one side, thought comes and goes. It is momentary, all that is there. But what is the result? What is the practical situation? This is how it degenerates. All this because of the lack of vairagya, and mind, instead of acting like a mirror, it acts like a film. Mind should be like mirror. This is the film is opaque, whereas mirror is transparent. Therefore, you should be transparent. You should not develop opacity of raga and dvesha. You should not allow that to happen at all in the first place. You should not allow the opacity of raga dvesha to develop. Film development, they say, they develop the film. Means make it more, to begin with it is very transparent. By the time it is developed fully, it is totally opaque now. It is imprinted with so many things. You should not do that with mind. This is not some fashion. So, first make the mind impure and then suffer endlessly. Therefore, so what is the upaya then? Upaya is vairagya. In vairagya, you become transparent. You become open. You do not stop anything. Anything, you do not mentally resist anything. So, you become transparent. The images, like mirror, image comes and goes. Mirror reflects the image, but never catches hold of the image. It always reflects the image, never catches hold of the image. So, suppose a person told me, I read the newspaper and my mind is totally disturbed for the whole day. That means he is doing filming. He is not reflecting like mirror. He is like acting like a camera film. Everything that is there in the newspaper is now getting printed in the mind. That is not the way to do the newspaper. So he asked my advice. He asked the wrong person for advice anyway. I told him, you stop reading newspaper. You just stop reading it. You don't need to read newspaper. You need to read Gita and do meditation and be silent. That is what you need to do, not read newspaper. So, atma vinigraha, you have to purify your mind. So, if newspaper is disturbing you, stop reading it. Therefore, mind should be restrained and it should be kept in proper condition, in pure condition, like mirror, should not be like a film. So Shankara says similar things. So atmanaha apakarakasya manasaha. Atma shabda vachyasya karyakarana sanghadasya. You see, who is your enemy? This apakarakasya coming from sixth adhyaya. So who is your enemy? Anatmanastu shatrutve vartet atmaiva shatruvat. Anatmanaha means ajitaatmanaha ityartha, madhyamapadalopasamasa. Bhashyakara, ajitaatmanaha. You do not restrain the body mind, not the one who doesn't have atma. Not that will ajitaatmanaha. You do not restrain the body mind, then the body mind is your enemy now. Vartet atmaiva shatruvat. It is the enemy. How enemy? It is my body and my mind. How enemy? It does hurt you. It does harm you. Then it is enemy. What the enemy does? He will hurt you. The body is hurting you. The body has become a trap and the mind has become an inner tormentor. That is the enemy. And so, atmanaha apakarakasya vinigraha. What is vinigraha? I am just saying Shankara. By nature, it goes into the worldly ways. Svabhavena sarvatah pravruttasya. I told you, when you go to the lunch table, what you need is examining which will be more tasty and which will be more enjoyable. That is not what you need. That happens by svabhava. You need not put all your intelligence and effort and your purushartha into it. Svabhavena pravruttasya. By nature it happens. So, what you have to do is, నిరోధ సన్మార్గే ఏవ నిరోధ. సన్మార్గ మీన్స్ సత్ ఇజ్ ఆత్మ, ఆత్మ మార్గ ఏవ, ఆర్ యూ కెన్ సే ఇన్ ది రైట్ పాత్, పాత్ ఆఫ్ రైటియస్నెస్, యూ కెన్ సే లైక్ దట్ ఆల్సో, బట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ జ్ఞానా, యు నో దట్స్ వై సే సన్మార్గే ఆత్మ మార్గే అస్తు ఉచవర్ వే. సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు రిస్ట్రెయిన్. దట్స్ వై వైల్ గోయింగ్ టు ది లంచ్ టేబుల్ our approach should be restraint. Okay, now I am going to the table, so I have to restrain, sit there and up, okay, how, what should I restrain, what should I restrain. It becomes very spontaneous eventually. But we see people, okay, now going to lunch, so which lunch, where, which restaurant we will go, that restaurant we will go. Suppose the restaurant is already fixed, there is no choice. Okay, which dish, that dish, this dish. So, that is, you are supporting the mind which is flowing in the downward direction. Svabhavatah pravruttasya. It is by nature, water flows down. Similarly, by nature, mind flows towards pleasures, sense pleasures. Svabhavena pravruttasya. You need not give any acceleration to it. It is already going downward. You have to retard it, hold it back. Don't to stop it, you need not stop it, but hold it back certainly. Vinigraha. That means, so going to the lunch, so already I know all the ideas of nutrition and the right kind of food, moderate eating, no sense pleasure pursuit, etc. All those ideas are in place. Now sit for lunch and look around and so apply these principles and get up after a nutritious and moderate lunch. It is Atma Vinig. Lunch is the example. Lunch is easy to describe, you know. So, suppose I start describing one more thing, it doesn't look nice. So, sharmate hai. That's why lunch is easy to describe. And therefore, describe the lunch and do a namaskar. So, that is how it is done. Next verse. ఇంద్రియార్థేషు వైరాగ్యం అనహంకార ఏవచ జన్మ మృత్యు జరా వ్యాధి దుఃఖ దోషానుదర్శనం. సో రాగ విరాగ అండ్ వైరాగ్య, వైరాగ్య షుడ్ బి దేర్. సో now obviously time is not enough for completing the verse or any such thing, so you see vairagya is required in life. There was a rich man, Raja Maharaja. He made a palace for himself. He already has some palace, he is living already, and so why he needs one more? No, bigger one and more enjoyable, more precious and all that. He made a palace. And then Gruhapravesha Muhurtam is also fixed. Housewarming ceremony, they say. The Muhurtam, the time, etc. is fixed. But before entering into the home, he is a king, you know. He made an assembly. So he assembled the architects, interior decorators, and then all the work is done. The people who have done that work, he assembled them. And then Vastu people. So he consulted Vastu specialists. So everywhere a batch of Vastu pundits, a batch of architects, a batch of interior decorators, and a batch of engineers, scientists and engineers. He called all of them, four or five teams. And so the palace is ready for Griha Pravesha. He called all of them. They all assembled. Then he came. Maharaja came. He told, now you visit, because all are put together now. Earlier everybody is doing his job. Now all of them are now in one time and one place. All of you visit the place. Examine the palace from this end to that end meticulously. And tell me if any blemishes are there. An engineer may tell. If any engineering defects are there, an architect may point out architectural defects, and then Vastu man may point out Vastu defects. I will correct all of them, and then only I will do Griha Pravesha. This is what the Maharaja told. All of them visited the palace and reassembled In the afternoon session they have reassembled. Morning they spent a few hours in visiting. They reassembled. Then the Maharaja came. And then he asked, team after team, how is the vastu? Perfect, no defect, no blemish. Engineers, perfect, no blemish. And then architectural people, the same thing. Interior decorators also. Marvelous, Maharaja, no defect whatsoever. Okay, then there is no defect in the palace. So I can enter and do housewarming and all that. A sadhu was there. He was sitting there. He ghus gaya. He entered. And he stood up. He is a half-clad guy. So he stood up. He said, Maharaja, I also saw the palace. Maharaja was very expansive mood, you know. So, okay. So how do you find it? I found two defects. Okay, what are the defects? So one, whosoever made that palace and whosoever is going to enjoy it will not be able to enjoy for any length of time. That is first defect. Then the king was taken aback. That is the first defect. Okay, everybody is watching him. He is also waiting for his words to sink. Then what is the second defect? However great the palace may be, it will disintegrate and fall down after a certain length of time. That is what the second defect. Vairagya must be there in life. So the person who has to enjoy will disappear. He will die away. Time runs at a very fast pace. He will die away. Therefore, this imagination that I made a big palace, I will enjoy, it is all ignorance. And secondly, however great the palace may be, so it will collapse. It will not be there. Did you ever visit Hampi, Vijayanagaram? Hampi, the ruins of Sri Krishna Devaraya's kingdom. Those ruins. So there is one palace. This is his queen's palace. Particularly great palace in his time, not now. Now it is all ruins. Where his queen was relaxing in the afternoon, there now bats are moving around. That is what is happening. So we have a poem, Kare Rajulu, like that. So Raja Maharaja, they disappear, time will devour everybody. Time doesn't spare anybody. So it is waiting to strike like a Damocles sword. It is just hanging from above. Therefore, in life, the focus should not be what kind of a palace I made, what kind of enjoyments I will have. That should not be the focus. The focus is Indriyartheshu Vairagyam. That should be the focus. We'll come back. Come back now next after 2 weeks. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha.